You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 361, our opponents podcast, where we take a look at who Notre Dame's opponents have played, who they're going to be playing, and just how they've been doing so far this season, as well as looking at our picks, Randall and I, as we picked these different teams to win or lose each week. So we're going to start with our... Do you have our overall record?
Yeah, we're getting better. Let's put it that way.
What is our overall record?
You are now over 500. After we didn't pick every week.
Yeah.
But you are 30 and 27, and I'm at 28 and 29.
Okay. And this is not picking against the spread. This is just picking a winner straight up. And we've been awful. So let's look. We'll go through each game and then tally up how we did for this past week. So Texas lost to West Virginia 24-20. West Virginia is number 16, so honestly, this is maybe a decent loss for Texas. West Virginia is 8-1. Texas is now 5-5 on the season, so it's not looking good for Charlie and the Longhorns, but they're still better off than where Notre Dame's at.
True story.
Who did we have picked, Randall?
We had both picked West Virginia in this one.
And then next up, we have the Wolfpack. They played San Diego State.
Okay, you're going to go through each of the picks before.
Before
the opponents.
Actually, no, I did that wrong.
Well, they're playing Kansas next week.
Okay.
Or this week, whatever.
And this is a game that I definitely would expect Texas to win this game. I mean, they might be bad, but there's no way they're as bad as a 1-9 Kansas.
Kansas' only win is against URI, who they beat 55-6.
That was
the first game of the year.
They haven't been able to recover from having Charlie Weiss as their head coach.
You think they're wanting him back by now? At least you could get them to 2 wins.
The spread for this game is 24 points. Longhorns should pick up an easy win and become bowl eligible. So at least they have that going for them. And we're both picking Kansas.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question on this one. So.
Okay, next up, the Nevada Wolfpack. They lost to San Diego State big time, 46-16. They're now 3-7 on the year. They've lost 4 in a row.
And we had both picked San Diego State to win, so.
Okay. Coming up for their next game on Saturday, they're playing the Utah State Aggies. The Aggies are 3-7, so both these teams have the same record. However, the Aggies are favored by 7 points over the Wolfpack. And I'll go with the Aggies on this one. I'll pick Nevada to lose.
Yeah, I'd have to go the same way. Well, man, this one here is a toss-up, I will say that.
The Aggies both of these teams have lost one, they have won one out of their last 5 games. For Nevada, they've lost 4 in a row, whereas for Utah State, they've only lost 3 in a row. So that's the one way to look at it.
What was their score last week against San Diego State?
46-16.
Okay, it's about the same. Utah lost to San Diego State 40-13. I'll go with Nevada on this one.
Okay. Michigan State had a big win on Saturday, 49-0 versus Rutgers.
Unreal. They're finally looking like they're supposed to.
After losing 7 in a row, they did finally pick up another win.
And it was their first win in the Big Ten.
Wow. I don't know what that says about Rutgers. I don't even remember. Who did I pick for this game?
We both picked Michigan State.
To win?
Yep.
Okay. So the Rutgers must have... Were they also about...
They're terrible. They are now the lone...
That's right. Both these teams were fighting for one win
in the Big Ten. Yep.
So congratulations, Michigan State. You do have a win. Unfortunately, they're playing Ohio State this Saturday at noon. I'm guessing the spread for this game is probably 27 points, and it could be way more than that, but because it is kind of a rivalry game, I'm guessing it's only 27 points. Oh, whoa, it's even less than that.
What?
It's 23 points.
Wow. They must be down on Ohio State.
It is at Michigan State, so maybe that's the biggest reason for it.
That hasn't mattered for Michigan State this year. But
definitely, I expect Ohio State to win big, probably more like winning maybe by 30 points.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no way Michigan State wins.
Ohio State's gonna cover the spread.
Yeah. All right. Next up, the Duke Blue Devils. They defeated North Carolina 28-27. Unbelievable. Duke is 4-6. North Carolina was ranked at the time. And that's amazing.
Yeah, so... Oh, well, what I was going to say is they're playing Clemson next, who just... Pittsburgh, sorry, who just beat number two Clemson. So both these teams are coming off a huge win.
Who did we both pick? North Carolina?
Yes, we had.
Okay. So coming up, Pitt and Duke. Duke is 4-6. Pitt is 6-4. They're playing at Pitt. Even though Duke had a nice win, they're still not as good as Pitt. Pitt is favored by 8 points in this game. Definitely taking Pitt in this game on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree. You'd have to go with Pitt on this one.
Syracuse Orange lost to North Carolina State 35-20. I'm pretty sure I had picked North Carolina State in this one.
Yeah, and I had picked Syracuse, so you got the win on that one.
Coming up, they're playing Florida State, and definitely picking Florida State in this game.
Yeah, I'm going Florida State as well. They're ranked number 17 in the country. Even though it seems Florida State, you hear bad stuff happening at Florida State, they just seem to hang around and they're still ranked every week.
Well, they must be pretty low, though, in their conference because they're 4-3 in conference. They're 7-3 overall.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch any of the Florida State, a season with Florida State?
Nope, I was planning to and I never got around to it.
I was never planning on it.
I know we talked before, and I was going to try to watch it, but I just don't have time to watch a bunch of, well, anyways, to watch Florida State.
Yeah. Okay, North Carolina State, they defeated Syracuse, like we just mentioned. Coming up on Saturday, they're playing Miami. It is at North Carolina State, 5-5 North Carolina State versus 6-4 Miami. Miami is favored by 3. This is tough for me. I do think Miami has gotten a little bit better. But I'm going against my gut and picking with my head. I'm taking North Carolina State. They're at home. They need another win to become bowl eligible. So I'm taking North Carolina State.
Yeah, that's who I'm picking as well.
Okay, and next we've got Stanford. They defeated Oregon, which is having an awful year, 52-27. Coming up on Saturday, they're playing Cal. Cal is 4-6 on the season, trying to become bowl eligible. I don't think they'll take a step in the right direction on Saturday. Stanford is favored by 11, and I'm taking Stanford, who is back in the top 24. They're number 24.
Yeah. They squeaked into the top 24.
And I'm assuming you're taking
Stanford. Yeah, I'm taking Stanford as well. They've definitely turned things around since they've switched their quarterbacks, made some changes.
Okay, Miami is coming off a victory over Virginia, 34-14. And I don't remember, did I pick Virginia in this game?
No, we'd both picked Miami.
Okay, good. And yeah, like we mentioned, they're playing North Carolina State coming up on Saturday. And then Navy had a close one against Tulsa. They defeated Tulsa 42-40. And who did we have picked in this game?
I picked Navy and you had picked Tulsa.
Man.
Tried to tell you.
Oh. I'm a little surprised Navy's not back in the top 25 again. They're 7-2, defeated a 7-2 Tulsa team. But yeah, they're still not quite in the top 25. Coming up for Navy, they're playing East Carolina. 4 p.m. at East Carolina. East Carolina is definitely not as good as I thought they were going to be this year. They're 3-7 on the season. Navy should win this game. They're favored by 7 points.
So I figured it'd be more than that, but
I don't know if it's because they're in the same conference. They play each other a lot. It's not like Navy and Notre Dame where they play each other every year and Notre Dame still can't stop them.
Yeah. I'm going with Navy on this one.
Yeah, me too.
You have to.
Okay, next up, Army lost to Notre Dame on Saturday. They're playing Morgan. Morgan State Bears, a 2-7 Morgan State Bears. There is no spread for this game, but it is at Army, and definitely picking Army to win this game.
I am as well. I don't like when teams... There is no Morgan State. No, there's not a state. So.
And then Virginia Tech last week lost to Georgia Tech. How did we pick this game?
We had both picked Virginia Tech, which Virginia Tech should have won. They just made a bunch of bad mistakes.
You listened to a podcast, and they pretty much said that Virginia Tech just lost this game.
Yeah. They had, was it 4 turnovers? I believe they had quite a few turnovers in this game, and just mistakes on special teams, bad hold on the field goal, like stuff that Notre Dame fans have heard in the last couple of games.
Things that are just part of football.
Well, yeah, as a Notre Dame fan, yes, it's just part of football.
Okay, so we both got that one wrong, and then lastly, USC defeated number 4 Washington 26-13. I'm pretty sure I picked USC, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Let's talk very nicely about USC.
USC is probably playing as well as anybody besides Alabama. And even, I know that Ohio State lost a few weeks ago. Michigan just lost. But they're playing as well as any of those top 5 teams right now.
And they looked incredibly good against Washington.
Yeah.
And it's not stacking well for the Notre Dame in a week and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
So don't say anything bad about USC in the next week and a half. Praise them, make them sound like they're the stars. That way we can be surprised.
Yeah, and definitely cheer for them when they play UCLA on Saturday. It's a very late game, 10:30 p.m. But I don't even know what would be worse. I mean, this team has kind of found their groove. Maybe it would be better if they would lose to UCLA and show some flaws or maybe some...
No, they need to win.
Some players shook up in the locker room.
I hate playing teams that are coming off a loss.
They are favored pretty big, 14 points versus a 4-6 UCLA team.
I'm going with USC on this.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah,
if there's no, any question.
No, yeah, I'm definitely going with USC. Okay.
But hey, you were 7-3 this week. I was 6-4, so.
Sweet. So you're also above 500 now.
Nope. I'm 28-29. This week I'll be above.
Wait, I thought you were 28-.
Last year was 22-25.
Okay. I thought it was okay.
You were one game behind. You were 23-24, so you were finally above the 500 mark. Okay. And this is the week which we basically had the same pick. It's easier to pick these later games than it is the first game.
Yeah,
you know
that Michigan State for the most part is awful, even though they didn't win last week.
We only have one game. The only game that we didn't pick the same was Utah State and Nevada this coming week. So. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you'd enjoy the podcast, share it with a friend. And until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.